Yeah, most of my clients have a pair of hoof boots, and my books are pretty full. So I would say, you know, I do a lot of between 40 and 60 trims a week. And a lot of those clients use hoof boots or, for example, polyurethane shoes. But most of them cope perfectly fine barefoot.
Well, you've no doubt heard of puss in boots, but how about horse in boots? Hello, Anthony Pansier here. And I'm not talking about a new children's movie. This is a new way of shoeing horses. Corolla X Nasiga is a farrier based in Western Australia's southwest, and she specialises in alternative equine hoof care. We're talking horse boots that look a bit like sneakers, and heavy-duty polyurethane shoes to replace the more traditional metal horseshoes that have been used for centuries. Is it a matter of horseshoes being used perhaps just out of habit, more so than anything else?
Yeah, again, it's like a long line of tradition using shoes. They have been around for a long time, and people think they're necessary for a horse to be ridden, so they have to have shoes on to take out. But yeah, that's not the way it is anymore. Like, there's a lot of different options, like hoof boots or polyurethane shoes. They at least allow the hoof to flex a bit more and expand, so the natural ability of the foot is there and functions properly. Whereas when it's just in a steel shoe, it's a bit more rigid, and over time, it can actually damage the foot a bit more. So you try to avoid that. So if a horse just stands in a paddock and gets ridden just for a couple of hours a day and on soft surfaces, I don't see why you have to have a shoe on, or they don't usually need it. It's more for sports like eventing, where they need more traction and studs, for example. Racing, you have to have them on, and some other instances like rehabilitation, where you have fractures, they need to have a shoe on. That's better than a plastic shoe. Yeah, there's instances where you need them, but a big percentage you don't need them anymore.
What led to you sort of at least looking or being aware of an alternate method of shoeing a horse?
For me, it was like I like an approach which is natural and keep it as natural as possible. Obviously, horses are born without shoes, you know. They don't just come with shoes. So why do they need shoes to stay sound? Like, why can't they be ridden with on their natural feet, basically? So I was questioning that, and I got interested in researching more and finding out more how to keep them as happy and healthy as possible without having to put any devices on.
And what are some of the problems created with the use of a traditional steel shoe?
We create like long toes, low heels, vibrational forces and concussion traveling up through the leg, and it can cause early stages of arthritis. The horse just not standing properly and getting sore all over the body in the worst case scenario.
And you're not against the use of a traditional shoe, but you do have an alternative. Could you just explain what that is?
So my alternative, in the best case scenario, is the horse just needs a regular trim and has great strong feet and can be ridden on every surface. That doesn't always come into place, or we need compromises. We, for example, use hoof boots. There's lots of varieties these days, like for example 20 different or more varieties for different shapes of feet and different sort of sports, like for example horses would go for long distance riding. They need different boots than a horse who just goes trail riding maybe an hour or two a week.
So essentially, we were just looking at some. They're essentially sand shoes, different styles of sand shoes for horses.
Yeah, they're almost like sneakers, yes. And the good thing is with them, you can also add pads in them. So for horses who need a kind of rehabilitation, who have really thin soles, for example, that you can just make them more comfortable, giving them a comfortable surface to stand on. So the polyurethane shoes, we call them, or composite shoes, they actually can be nailed on or glued on. So they're a really great option instead of shoes. So you can basically ride in them. They stay on the foot as long as a normal steel shoe. So they can reduce concussion and vibrational forces to up to 70 to 80%.
By treating the horse's foot or treating them holistically like this, what would it do to their lifespan, do you think?
Oh yeah, it prolongs it for sure. Like there's been a lot of studies being done. Yeah, just keeps them, they just get a stronger foot. Like I've done case studies on horses, you know. Well, basically the last option was going to the neckery and we kind of saved them. So I think it's a great option. You have your friend for longer, you know.